Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about our neo-Nazi president. Okay, maybe he's not a card-carrying member of the White Power Wing, but he definitely proved himself a sympathizer when he promoted false equivalency between the organized hate movement and people disgusted by them. He's calling them haters who hate hating. It's confusing. After a riot broke out during a Unite the Right march in Charlottesville, Virginia, there was, according to Trump, violence on many sides. On many sides. Yes, one-sided bats and clubs and body armor and shouted slogans denigrating Jews and blacks, and the other side dented those clubs and bats with their heads and body parts. One side drove a car into a crowd, and the other side failed to get out of the way, and then lay down blocking traffic, littering the street with their blood. Shocking. It's like declaring our Allied forces were as guilty as the Nazis in World War II because they hated Nazis and fought them to defend freedom. Yeah, there are two sides to every story, except for the stories where one side is Nazis. After Trump's mealy-mouthed equivocation, KKK Imperial Lizard Stick, or whatever they call him, David Duke sent out a congratulatory tweet. You know, with friends like that, who needs enemas? Responding to calls for Trump to fire Steve Bannon, his alt-right advisor, President said, "But he's not a racist," which we all know is a big red flag that means, yeah, he probably is a racist. Trump's plan to bridge the racial divide is to create more jobs, which makes as much sense as Gallagher's plan to combat teen pregnancy by smashing watermelons. Easy to understand why the president refuses to say there is no room in his administration for racists. Apparently, all the slots are full. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.